wheel, the part of the wheel that has two spoke holes in it.
It's the hub or the feller. Fellers has the two spoke holes.
Yeah, the fellers, okay. Now, when the fellers are all together, that makes the...
wheel.
Okay, and then the outer, that metal band that they...
That's the rim.
Okay. And then the...
It also has a hub in it.
Right, and that's in the middle.
That's in the middle.
Yeah. Did you ever, is the rim the same thing as that some people call a tire?
Tire and rim's all the same.
Tire and rim. Yeah. And then when you have two horses, when you have two horses, each horse pulls on the thing the horse actually pulls on.
It's a swingle tree. They have a double buggy with a tongue.
A double what?
Double buggy. You know, has a tongue and swingle trees.
Uh-huh.
Similar to a wagon.
Okay. And then if what are the single trees attached to?
To the double trees.
All right. And then if someone was going back and forth with a wagon to town, let's say he's going in with wood, you'd say today he was
taking a load of wood to town.
He's going back and forth with several loads. You might say something other than he was taking wood. Would you use something like he was carting or hauling or drawing wood?
Well, yes, that could be used in turn.
Which one is most,
Well, the most common that I've known is be hauling.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a stump out in the field, and that you wanted to get it out so you could plant, you didn't want to just plant around it, you might
blast it out,
and then you might have to, it's a great big stump, you might have to put chains on it and have a mule.
Yeah, stump pullers.
Yeah.
They have been stump pullers around here that you face them down and pull a stump with. Huh. Or they could take, dynamite it out. Was the most common way, I guess, was to blast them out.
Yeah, but then after they blasted it, then they...
Well, they'd have to take a mule or something and pull it out of the field.
Okay, well, you'd say he pulled it out of the field. Another thing you might say is he
drew it out of the field.
All right.
But most common would say you'd just say they'd pull it out of the field.
Rather than drug it out?
You could say they drug it out.
Drug it out or pull it.
Well, either one.
Now, I want to ask about some different kinds of implements you use for breaking up the soil.
Well, you just take a plow, either tractor or horse drawn, either one.
Now, what different kinds of plows do you use, or have you used?
Oh, well, I've used hillsides and level land plows, both, and I've used tractor plows.
Now, the hillside's the kind that flips over?
Yeah, it flips.
Yeah. And then, what's a double shovel? Do you ever use something like
that's
that?
That's just a 2-foot plow. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've used lots of them.
And a bull tongue plow?
That's single stock.
Now, is that
that's what you lay off with.
So what's that? Which one?
The single stock's what you lay off the roll with.
I see.
And a double shovel is, they didn't have nothing but double shovels to plow the middles with.
Okay. Now, the things that break up the land into smaller...
Disc harries or drag harries.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of that. Rollers, we have rollers. Uh-huh. They roll, and that still makes smaller clods.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, how about... The part of on the wagon wheel, that thing that the hub, the thing that goes into the hub, goes across.
That's the axle.
Yeah.
Then there's a skein on the end of the axle.
Now what's that?
That's what the wheel rolls on.
Uh-huh.
Is the skein, and you put a big tap on the outside, so it holds your wheel on.
Uh-huh.